This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Ooh, I'm actually in the auction studio. Oh yeah, why not? Welcome into Auto World, folks. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be here with you, as I promised the first hour. As we said to you last week, I have a special treat for you. And today we have a special guest with us live. And he's sitting there in his auction room. And his name is Pete Vicari. And Vicari Auctions, of Vicari Auctions, the owner, CEO, of course, and probably wears lots of hats. Let's just get right to it. Pete, welcome to Auto World. Okay, got a couple seconds here, and we'll get Pete on the line. Folks, line up, get your questions ready for Pete. And I want you to, right off the bat, you can go while you're listening, to VicariAuctions.com. You're going to see some fantastic, unbelievable cars, along with some other things that we're going to be talking about. And then we're going to find out, I got a lot of questions for Pete too, but he's got some very interesting car stories. I'm going to find out what maybe his first car is and what's the auction is all about. And one thing I want to find out, we got Pete. Pete, let's welcome Pete Vicari. Welcome to Auto World.
Good evening. How are y'all today?
Well, doing good, Pete. I'm glad you're taking the time out to be on my show, Auto World. We are nationwide, coast to coast, live, and we have a lot of great Auto World affiliates, radio stations out there that take our show, and it's good to have you here because I know that auctions, there's a lot of them, and I kind of try to keep the people aware of what's going on, but. I've never had a chance to get to one of your auctions, and you do more than auctions, of course. We're going to talk a little bit about that. I know that you've got Cruising the Coast. I'd like to talk about that and let the people know. I just welcome them into your website, and that is VicariAuctions.com, right?
That's correct. Vicari Auctions, not plural. Okay. But we started some 30 years ago. And we, 27 years ago, we got a group of guys together and we started Cruising the Coast. And now it's been voted 4 times in a row by USA Today, the best car show and event.
Oh, so wow. Okay. Wow. Wow. By USA Today. How many cars show up? I mean, what size of the group do you have?
We have, last year, we had 9,632, I think it was, and the pre-early registration this year had surpassed last year, so we're projecting over 10,000. But what happens is there's a lot of people do not register, so there's probably twice that many cars on the street.
Oh my gosh.
So
where's this start at, Pete?
It's conducted about 45 miles along the Highway 90, which is right on the beach in Biloxi, Gulfport, Pascagoula, Ocean Springs. It's about 6 or 7 towns that it stretches along the beach boulevard. And it's just a beautiful setting. And people can cruise to different cruise-in spots during the day. And we're right in the middle of that 40-mile stretch at the convention center, where we have a swap meet and a auction. And it's huge. I mean, we did an impact study. Every 5 years we do one. And 2 years ago it was 280,000 people come. And it's like a $32 million impact to the city for that 1 week.
Wow. Wow. Everything about automobiles. Yes, absolutely. I was going to say that's a lot of metal. A lot of metal. Pete, I want to ask you first. I know you've got a little bit of a car collection on you. I want to, your favorite cars. I will get to that. But what was your first car that you purchased, and do you still have it?
No, I do not still have my first car, but it was a 40 Ford when I bought it when I was 14 years old. And my two, I have two older sisters. My older sister's boyfriend at the time, they're now husbands, but they helped me restore it and get it on the street. You know, at 14 years old.
That's where it all started. You know, you got the car blood in you, like myself. I had my first car when I was 13, and still have it. And now, also too, I understand. I heard a little rumors about something about a car that you found, got, bought, lost it, and you had to go get it in water.
What was that about? That was my 1966. Corvette. That was my first Corvette that I bought when I was 17, when I went to college. And I had, you know, had it for about 10, 15 years, and we started having kids, and, you know, I said, well, I don't know if I ever get a chance to really use it. So I sold it. But I always kept in touch with the guy, and Katrina, it went underwater for Katrina. It was literally a submarine. And he called me and said, look, the insurance company's going to total it. Said, I'll take it. I don't care what the salvage value is, I'll take it. And I got it, and I sent it off to have a frame off, restoration done to it. And I still have it to today. So I bought that car in 74, okay. I'm sorry. And then it was away from me for about maybe 5 or 6 years, and then I got it back.
And you still have it in your car collection there.
Now, yep,
And you're live in Louisiana right now?
Right now, yes. Just 30 miles outside of New Orleans.
Okay, yeah, we're on a station there, so it's good to have you along and have your local folks are listening to us, a part of our Auto World affiliate family. Have you always been in the auction business your whole entire life?
No, I was in the construction business. I'm a commercial general contractor. I'm second generation. And because I met a gentleman, Henry Shane. He has a private car collection in New Orleans here. It's over 200 amazing cars. And he was the local sponsor for Cruz International, Dean Cruz, way back when.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And he and I, he's like an older brother to me, and he and I have been best of friends. And 30 years ago, his business just took off, and he didn't have time to be involved with the auction. So he, said, hey, take it, run with it, do what you got to do, make it bigger, whatever. And I did. I did it myself. I think I did it 1 year with Dean Cruz, and we sold the Imperial Palace collection here in Biloxi. And then after that, I've done it myself with my own crew.
And you've got quite a large staff, pretty much like family.
Yeah, we treat everybody like family. Nobody works for me. Everybody works with us. We all work together as a team, and I treat my customers that way. I'm available all the time. I'm on the floor during the auction. I'm right there. If somebody has an issue, it's taken care of, and we move on. Yeah,
that's the way to do it. Absolutely, in life, it makes life easy. An auction. Do you just exclusively sell automobiles? Because I see on the website here you've got automobilia things too.
Well, a gentleman called me. His great grandfather was in the movie business in California, and he collected stuff for years. And he's going to send us 500 items to sell. And we do a lot of collectability, a lot of signs, neons.
Sure.
But this gentleman has the Hollywood memorabilia that we're going to sell this year.
Wow. Pete, hold that thought. On Wednesday. We're going to talk about that when we come back from our first break. Folks, get your questions ready, and you can call in at 855-660-4261. I'm Mark Evans alongside Pete Vicari right here. Vicari Auctions. We'll be right back.
for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chitty chitty bang bang, what do you do? Near, far, in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. our fine four fender friend. Bang bang chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend.
Chitty bang bang chitty chitty bang bang,
chitty bang bang chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang chitty chitty bang bang.
That's one car we might want to ask Pete if it's ever been in his auction. Welcome back to Auto World, sitting in the Greasy Garage studio, and Pete Vicari is with us, VicariAuction.com. Auction. I keep saying auctions. It's VicariAuction.com, folks. Head on over there and take a look at the Pete's website. Pete, I appreciate you being with us the whole entire hour here, and we've got a lot to get to. Your story of your first car, of course, and the car that got a little, you pulled it out of the water and saved it, and you still have it. Pete, do you have quite a few personal cars yourself in your collection?
Yeah, my collection had got to be like 80 cars, and that just got out of hand. So I got it down to 10 or 15 cars of unique stuff. I mean, like, I've got three consecutive VIN number 1963 Corvette pre-production prototypes. They were built by hand by GM in Flint in the design studios before they were shipped to St. Louis. But they're very rare. There's only about eight of them exist in the world. Seven of them.
So,
yeah.
Did you find those through your auction?
Not really. I had a split window, 63 split window Fuelie, that I needed the fuel injection to get worked on. And when I brought it to the shop, number 16 was in the shop having its fuel unit refurbished, because, the spider tubes that are underneath the fuel injection, if you don't run them a lot, they get clogged up and gotta take it all apart and clean it. So it was bad, and when I seen it, and the gentleman brought me up on the history of what it really is, it just spurred my interest to go out and find more of them. But I stayed in touch with him, and I was ultimately able to buy 16 first, and then I found 15 and I found 70.
Wow.
And they all were convertibles.
And how many years did it take you to find these? I mean, has it been...
Probably about 16, 17 years now I've had them.
Yeah. And you had to turn into a detective. And a lot of searching, and use the internet, of course, to find cars. I know that. And let's give the folks real quick, and we're going to do it more than once. Your next auction is coming up when?
It's October 4th through the 7th at Cruising the Coast in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Okay, and they can...
Biloxi... Mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, they can go to your website again, right, to see that?
Yeah. Yes, Vicari, V-I-C-A-R-I, auction.com.
Okay.
Or you can go to Cruising the Coast, and it links to it, too.
Okay, is it too late to put a car in? Are you full?
No.
No?
Okay. No, we there's so many people on the coast there that they're registering cars while the auction's still going on.
Okay.
People are coming to bring cars. Yeah. It's never too late.
Okay. And then with that, too, do you qualify the cars, Pete? I mean, or any kind of automobile can go through the auction?
We take any type of car. I mean, we have Lamborghinis, we have Rolls Royces, we have a lot of muscle cars, we have Mercedes Maybach, we got 57 Cadillac Eldorado buses. But the thing we won't take is a basket case. I mean, we've had people call us, say, look, I got a project, I'm just not going to finish. Well, we don't want that. The cars have got to run and drive, because our customers, they want to get out and drive them and have fun. They don't want to go to work, So,
sure, absolutely. Can we share the cost to put a car in your auction?
Yeah, it depends on whether you want to be just a standard entry. It could be as little as $200, or it could be as much as a feature for $1,000. Now, a feature... Excuse me, they start at 12 o'clock noon, and every 15 minutes, we put a feature in. Regardless of where we at, a lot of other auction companies tell you a number, and say, you should be at 2 o'clock. Well, if they run behind and it's 5 o'clock, I hear that a lot from people that buy at other auctions. And in fact, what we do is at 12 o'clock, we start, and every 15 minutes, we put a feature in there. So every hour, you'll see 4 or 5 features all the time. So
wow.
You're definitely
okay.
Your feature. You know exactly where you're going to be.
Yeah, and that's on behalf of the buyer, too, because you have a program, right? And we're looking, as a buyer, we're looking at the program and knowing that that car is going to be there at that in that slot.
Right. It makes it easy for the buyers, you know, because we've had buyers, they come for 2 cars, and it might be, you know, like the last 20 cars they're interested in.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, we tell them, hey, you could leave, go to swap meet, do whatever you got to do, but come back at this time, and the car should be there.
You've got an appointment at this time. Get back here. This car will be on the block. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. And that's now as a bidder, do you charge to have a bidder number?
It's $100 to register the bid.
Okay.
We ask that you either bring a letter of guarantee from a bank, or we have Keesler Finance. It's a credit union there in Biloxi. They're there, and we've had so many people come and say, look, I found the car I want, but I wasn't prepared. And we tell them, no problem. Go see Keesler. They can literally approve you in 5 minutes. All they do is run a quick credit check. And if you have a good credit score, I mean, they issue you a letter, and we in turn issue you a bidder number. And you can go out there and bid it now. You know, a lot of people say, well, I got the money. I just don't have it with me, and I don't have a check.
Sure.
Well,
yeah.
You know, Tuesday doesn't cost you anything.
So what you're saying, we're not going to be seeing a lot of people walking around with a steel briefcase, handcuffed to their wrist with money in it.
There's no need for that.
No need for that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that would be no fun. No fun. Well, one thing that is always... I've been back in 1978, my first time being at an automobile auction, and I've always been in the car industry, of course, and that's all I've ever done. But I've always wondered, Pete, the auctioneer person that's up there with that wooden hammer, I guess they're mostly are wooden, aren't they? I mean, to slam that down.
Right.
Do they?
Right.
How can they talk like that? And we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. I want to find out, Pete, how they talk, how they learn how to do it. Do they need to learn how to do it? How do they save their voice, et cetera? And we've got a lot more questions for you, Pete, so stay tuned. Appreciate it, folks. Get your questions ready, too, here. 855-660-4261. I'm Mark Evans. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. The major film and television studios delivered their best and final offer to the striking writers, adding to significant hope that the negotiations to end the months-long strike will conclude with an agreement this weekend. Negotiators with the Writers Guild of America were expected to review the offer and deliver their response. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and other top Garden State Democrats are calling on Senator Bob Menendez to resign, a sign of how quickly the senator's political support may erode after his shocking indictment on federal bribery charges. And Ophelia, now a post-tropical cyclone, is moving up the East Coast, bringing heavy rainfall and threats of flash flooding and dangerous surf from North Carolina to New Jersey. New York City issued a travel advisory warning of a long-duration rainfall event. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
If I can only talk like that.
Well, Pete, your brain's got to work real fast.
Help me, Pete. Help me. How in the world, auto world, can they talk like that? Do they have to go to a school to learn how to talk that way?
Yeah, a lot, you have to go to school to be a certified registered. You have to be licensed to be an auctioneer. But, you know, a lot of these guys, it comes natural to them because they've been around the auctions since they were kids. And whether it's cars, cattle, you know, any kind of livestock. And all our guys are world champions. They were contesters where, you know, they picked the best and they get this big gold ring as champion. And, you know, we have all good guys, but.
Oh, I think we lost you, Pete. You're cutting in and out. Oh, there you are. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
So they have championships then. Oh, you're cutting out again.
Okay, I'm here.
There you are. Okay. Okay, go ahead. You're talking about the championship auction. What's their title?
Well, they you have champion auctioneers that have won competitions amongst many auctioneers. They compete, and the judges vote who did the best job, and it's held annually. And the auctioneers win that, and is also the ring guys, the guys that are on the floor working with the customer, compete also. And there's a lot of criteria that the judges will, you know, judge you by, whether you present it professionally, you communicate with that customer properly, and you communicate with the auctioneer. So there's a lot involved. Once you get it, it's fun. It really is. You know,
can you do some of it? Can you do a little bit of a?
I am a licensed auctioneer, but I have not auctioned in probably 25 years, so I've kind of lost it.
Okay.
Because I'm always on the floor in the middle helping the ring guys and the customers. You have to do that weekly. And most of our guys work other auctions, like regular auto auctions, wholesale auctions. So they constantly doing it, you know.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's kind of like a musician. You've got to keep strumming that guitar and singing, keep the voice. Now, they've got to have something voice-wise, vocal cord-wise. I know what it's like, and I do not, for radio, I'm talking all day long, every day of the week, plus, you know, of course, the talk show. And I've lost my voice before, completely lost it. What do they do to keep their voice in tune?
Most of all these guys, they don't stress their voice out. They keep it in a tone that they can. It's longevity. Knock on wood, I've never had an auctioneer lose his voice during an auction. I've lost my voice sometimes because of howling back at the auction. You know.
Yeah, I mean you're calling the people down the floor ring people. Is that what the terminology? Okay. Okay, and you're screaming, right?
People. Yeah, you're screaming back at the auctioneer because we'll probably have 2,000 people in the audience, and that ring person may be back 200 feet at the very back of the audience, and he's got to shout back the bidder number. You know, the auctioneer may be asking $30,000, and he got to holler back, yes, I've got it, you know?
Yeah, so. Waving, standing up, and doing jumping jacks, everything else, just to get the auctioneer's attention. Absolutely, it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch. But in your opinion, now I might be getting a little bit too personal here, but do you believe the people, the 2,000 people, all do they all understand the lingo?
Yeah, what we do is I tell my auctioneers to be very clear. We're not selling cattle. And most of the cattle auctioneers have their chant. It's called the chant. They constantly roll in their tongue. I want them to chant the number. That way the customer always knows and slowly chant the number. That the customer knows what the bid is right now, where it's $10,000 and it takes $15,000. You know, $15,000. It's $10,000 now. Now $15,000. You know,
sure.
It keep that clear. You know, message out to the audience, you know, and I tell people all the time, you think it could be intimidating, but really not. Just sit there and listen for a couple cars and you'll be fine.
You got it.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You actually got it. I feel though, Pete, that excitement of the auctioneer talking like that gets all of us pumped and gets us all going.
Well,
and I just want to wave my, I want to buy all the cars. You know, it gets you going. Yeah. I mean, why don't they just, you know, we could turn it around and just turn it boring. Who give me 5,000? 555?
Yeah, you don't want that.
We don't want that, do we? No.
No.
That does not work.
My guys will throw some humor in it also and keep the excitement going. And, you know, and we always sell, you know, selling cars like dilly bars, or selling cars like candy bars, and they'll put a joke in between the numbers and all. It just keeps some excitement in the auction, you know.
Absolutely. Can we, for the folks that can't make it down live, can we watch it on your Website?
Yeah, we stream. You can just click on the Vicari Auction. It'll be a live stream. There's also for people that want to bid that cannot attend, they can log on and get pre-approved. You got to do it before the auction starts to bid. But you can watch it live, or you can go to Proxy Bid and watch it.
That's got to be
there.
Absolutely. At your V-I-C-A-R-I auction.com. Okay. Now, the thing that I've always wondered, too, I watch it on the TV, of course, but it's like, oh, you're there live. You actually, you know, you talk to the owner of the car. You get to touch the car. They might even let you sit in the car. And you're involved with the car. You want the car. You've got the money to buy the car. And the car comes into that feature time slot. And you're there, and you're bidding on it. Next thing you know, some internet person overbids you. And the internet got you. Has the internet helped in the auction business? Oop, we lost you, Pete.
Hello?
Oh, you there? We lost you again.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Do you feel that the internet has actually helped the auction business? Instead
yes,
of just
it
being
has.
All live?
No, there's sometimes people really want a car and they, for health reasons, maybe they can't attend. So they want to do it online. We also have, you could call in, if you let us know ahead of time, you can be a phone bidder on a specific car. But we always tell people, like, if you can make it, please come and, you know, touch it. And it, a lot of people, if it's their first time, we have one of our ambassadors will take you through the car, explain the position, where it's going to be in the auction, help you through the process, get you registered to bid. And,
make it easy.
Internet bidders. Yeah, it is easy. But
absolutely.
At the end of the day, you know, we've sold cars all over the world. Germany. Went
Germany,
to Germany.
Yeah. Hold that thought, Pete. We're going to take a little short. Awesome. We're going to come back from a short break and get right into what cars you have sold in Australia and what's the highest price car you've ever sold. Thanks for being with us, folks. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's a favorite word when you have a chance to sell that car at that auction, get that money, and go on to the next one. That's the reason we have a special guest here today on Auto World. Pete Vicari is with us live. VicariAuction.com. Folks, head over to the website, check it out. And Pete, appreciate you being here again. And they can, you've got the next auction coming up in October. What's the date again?
October 4th through the 7th.
And they can, okay, and they can fly down, they can get on the internet, of course, and watch, and you stream it there on your website. And you, they can also see the list of automobiles that are already registered then, right?
Yeah, they are on our website, and every day we're adding 10, 15 cars a day on them, constantly adding different cars.
Huge car show. Take your pick. What color do you like? There it is. Pete, what has been one of your favorite live auction moments in your career?
One of my favorite at my auctions or any other auction? My auction?
At your auction, yeah.
Okay. So we had a gentleman, a friend of mine, I kind of met him and stayed close. He had 70 Corvette. He bought it brand new, and it was an LS5, and he wanted to sell it. And it had an original, I think it was around 12,000 miles on it. And he come in and certified a car. The only thing that he'd ever done to the car was change the water pump, and he had the water pump there, the original one there. So when that word got out about that car, he came to me and said, you know, I've been getting all these calls, and I said, Rob, you need to put it on the auction block and let them all know it's going to be auctioned off this day and time, and let them all fight over it. And I tell people that all the time. You can't just deal with one person. It's best to put it on the auction block. Well, he did, and that car brought $265,000.
Oh, you know? Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And the gentleman that bought it, I said, my God, you paid the world, right? And, you know, there was three or four or five people there bidding against him. And he said, yeah, I was willing to go a lot more. And I said, why? He said, well, this car was a T-top car. He says, okay. Well, I've got the sister car to it in a convertible. I said, what? He said, yeah, I got the sister car in a convertible, and it has like 10,000 miles on it. So I wanted that one, and he did, and he still has it today.
Yeah, you know? See, that you never know the reason behind the buyer. A lot of great stories there. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Good. What's the most expensive? Oh, go ahead. Oh, go ahead, Pete.
A Copo Camaro, a 69 Copo Camaro. It was a two-owner car, and it was 420, if I remember right, four something, a little over 400,000. And that was, when the Copos, the 69 Copos, were bringing around 250. And this car was 110% original, documented, no NOS parts were ever put on it. It was all the original parts were restored, re-chromed. Everything was put right back like it was from factory.
Wow. What color was that one?
It's like a dark blue. A dark blue.
Yeah. That's rare too, isn't it?
Yeah, it really was. It was, you know, it was a four-speed car, and it was the 69 Copo. So, I mean, it was a very nice car.
Wow. You know, yeah, and I've always said to all of my clients, I want to know the DNA of the automobile.
Yeah.
You know, is it a purebred or not, you know? And that gets you more money, doesn't it?
That's what you're paying for. That's what you're paying for, the history, and is it number matching, is it documented? But I will tell you now, a lot of people, you know, the cars that are bringing the big money now is the resto mod. I've been seeing resto mods bringing more money than documented original cars. I mean, and you understand what the term resto mod is, right?
Well, I do, but if you would tell our listeners what that means.
Well, let's say it's a 63 Corvette split window. But what they do is they take the body off and put it on a late model chassis and put an LS7 motor in it, all new and greatest motor. And they you know, build that old body like as if it was a, you know, a 2023 car with push button starts and just the best gauges and the interior leather is unbelievable. And some of those cars, I mean, like the 58 Kevin Hart bought, it was $800,000 he paid. But, you know, it was a piece of art. It was beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
But
yep.
Those cars are bringing money.
And do you believe that, is that because of the, as we, you and I get older in life, we have younger people coming into this? Is that the reason? Because they, you know, the 30s cars aren't getting as much money now. And, you know, from what I see, they sure like the 60s and 70s and now the 80s. Is that because of the age of the young people coming into this?
Yeah, it is. And the younger kids don't care about, I mean, not kids, the younger gentlemen, younger people. They don't care about originality. They want the latest and greatest, best engines in them. And the reason why they cost so much, when they're selling so much, is the cost. I mean, you know, just to put an engine, just, you know, to get a transmission, engine, and chassis delivered to your door, you might spend $75,000 just for the parts.
Yeah, and it's on the Amazon truck. I didn't have that when I was building cars back in the early days, Pete. You know? Yeah, that's the money. And then, now, what I feel is the younger people, unlike, you know, you and I, we know how to work on them. They don't. So why not have all? They want all new because of that. They have no idea even where to find a good mechanic to work on it. You know, that's part of this, the caretaking of a car. You take a, like a 57 Cadillac that's all original. a 57 Ford T-Bird who knows how to work on a teapot carburetor, right? So it's very, very tough for them to find some. And if they just go buy new. But real quick, I want to go into the word two letters, Pete. Have you had some EVs go through the auction? Are they coming now into the auction? Are people buying them used? What are they modifying them? Do you see gas, you know, the ICE engines pulled out and retroed with EV in your auction?
I haven't seen, I think I might have sold one. They're really not coming into the auctions. But I do know of some people that have them in their garage because they don't, you know, they can't drive far. So they just park them. So we may start seeing that if at least they could figure out a way how to, you know, go further or charge them quicker or whatever.
But sure.
No, I haven't seen many come through the auction.
No, I haven't seen too many of them. When you pop the hood, there's just nothing there. Yeah. Right. I see a lot of, I've been seeing a lot of the, they're not a lot, but a lot of the old trucks, they're pulling the engines out and putting the little electric motor in them, you know, and putting the old toolbox, the old Delta style type toolbox in the back, in the front of the pickup box, and they're putting the batteries in there to hide them. But you're just not seeing it there at your auction house then. They're not quite there yet. So
we had, I think we had a new Ford electric vehicle last year, but it was brand new, and the guy just wanted a fortune for it. I mean, he got it from the dealership and brought it straight to the sale. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I mean, look, if you don't have your vehicle reasonably or, you know, priced where it makes sense, you're wasting your time.
Yeah. Pete, we're running out of time already. The garage door is going down. Thanks for being here with us. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. Again, share your website with for our listeners again.
It's Vicari Auction, V-I-C-A-R-I, or just go to Cruising the Coast, and it links into us.
10,000-plus cars. Pete, thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Drive safe, everybody,
okay.
And motor on. Thanks, Pete.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.